This is the local VK5 news segment. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Theo, VK5IR, on behalf of AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Members and friends are advised that our next monthly fox hunt is scheduled for the evening of Friday the 10th of December, kicking off at the car park at the Adelaide Aquatic Centre. Participants usually meet at the southern end of the car park from around 6:15 p.m. and the hunt begins at 6:30. Our usual three foxes will be deployed, two transmit on the 2-metre band and one on the 70-centimetre band. As usual, participants are free to liaise on the club's 70-centimetre VK5 RSB repeater. With the weather warming up, we've also planned a BYO picnic and foot-based hunt for Sunday the 16th of January at Felixstowe Reserve, kicking off at 12 p.m. For those new to fox hunting who would like to give it a try, there will be equipment available on the day to use if you don't have your own. Please stay tuned for more details. As always, everyone is welcome to join in on the fun, members and non-members alike, so we look forward to seeing you there. For more information, please visit our website at areg.org.au. 73.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Well, it's now December, and, hasn't the year gone fast? We've had that much fun. Anyway, the next meeting of the North East Radio Club will be next Friday, the 10th of December, and it's going to be our annual Christmas breakup night. Once again, we'll be having a meal of chicken and chips and pizzas with salad and some sweets, which will probably be jelly and ice cream. And if you wish to, you can bring along your own favourite beverage, but there will be tea, coffee and soft drinks available on the night. Now, there will be a cover charge of $5, and of course the COVID rules will all apply. So get to the Modbury West Community Hall at about 6:30, and we'll be aiming for a 7 p.m. start. And so it should be good to celebrate the Christmas season with a breakup party, and that will be next Friday, the 10th of December. Now, the first meeting for 2022 will be on Friday, the 14th of January, and a few of the members have been talking about perhaps because it's soon to be closed, the mainline drive-in at Jepps Cross, perhaps some of us should on that night perhaps go to the drive-in movies. Now, I don't know what the show will be at this stage, but if enough people are interested in going to the drive-ins, then we can probably organise it. The gate man is Ian, VK5KKT, so it should be a good night if we can organise it. But anybody that's interested, we can discuss it at one of the gatherings of the North East Radio Club. Well, that's all for this week. Hope to see you at the Christmas breakup next Friday. Stay safe, 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you the latest news from the South East Radio Group. Well, no more meetings for 2021. We must have been having fun, as this year seems to have flown by, despite COVID. Or is it that I'm getting old and slow? Last Friday night, we held our final activity night for the year, and we were treated to an excellent presentation from Chris, VK5MC, on his homebrewed signal generator and power meter. Norbert, VK5MQ, followed Chris with an entertaining and instructional talk on his use of a nano VNA for testing things such as coils and attenuators. This was allied to his interest in chasing weather sondes, and we learned a bit about his latest chase as well. All in all, a very fitting end to our year. Our last hurrah for 2021 will be our annual Christmas barbecue, to be held on Sunday the 12th of December, and starting at 11:30 a.m. we have submitted our application for a nice day. We welcome all visitors and hope that many members come along and join in. Our group has a poll active at the moment, which will decide if we require proof of double anti-COVID vaccinations, commencing with our first meeting for 2022. As at Monday the 29th of November, the poll is running at 76% in favour, 16% against and 8% undecided. As it closed off at 5 p.m. on Tuesday, I am confident that this will not change very much, and we will need to prepare and to tabulate who is double vaccinated and who is not, although I am confident that the vast majority of those members who attend our meetings will be double vaxxed. This action is becoming more and more prevalent with workplaces, sporting complexes, etc., demanding proof of double vaccinations as a condition of entry. Sad, but in my opinion, necessary, especially given the uncertainty surrounding the new Omicron strain. That's all I have for you this week, so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow radio hobbyist. This is VK5 LSB, and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of Wison Australia and its committee, and hoping you're well. Wison South Australia and its volunteers provided radio communications and logistics support for the Shannon's Adelaide Rally, which was held over last weekend, the 25th to 28th of November 2021. And what a workout we gave the Link Repeater Network, which enabled radio communications for the rally to be maintained across all of the 33 stages of the rally. The organisers of the Shannon's Adelaide Rally were also impressed that we were able to run simplex frequencies between the start and finish points for each stage, which enabled greater communications for the stages and also reduced the traffic congestion on the repeaters. The Shannon's Adelaide Rally is the largest rally event in the Southern Hemisphere, and even tops the number of entrants and competitors for the Targa Tasmania Rally. This rally is also the second biggest in the world, and is only beaten by a European rally. So what a privilege and role it is for Wise South Australia and its amateur radio operators and hobbyists in general to be involved in this amazing event. The organisers of the rally were also really impressed by the professionalism skills provided by the Wison South Australian volunteers, and a big thank you goes out to all the Wison volunteers who gave up their time and skills to make this rally such a great success. So everyone, give yourself a big pat on the back, one and all. Special mention also goes to Peter, Victor Kilo 5 Bravo Echo, who made the journey from the South East Amateur Radio Group at Mount Gambier to assist Wison South Australia. Thanks, Peter. The committee members of Wise South Australia would also like to thank the general amateur radio community for allowing us as a group to utilise the local repeater network, and we hope that we didn't inconvenience you too much in the enjoyment of your hobby over this period. Just a reminder and note for your diary that today, Sunday the 5th of December at 2000 hours, the Wison SA Radio Net on the Central Adelaide Link Repeater Network for Wison members and friends will be held again. This net is held on the first Sunday of each month and facilitated by VK5 FBIC Tony Green. So drop in and say good day tonight from 2000 hours on the Central Adelaide Link Repeater Network, the 5th of December at 2000 hours, and we look forward to your involvement. All hams, young and old, are welcome. This has been VK5 LSB, and on behalf of the Wise South Australia Committee, saying 73 and stay COVID safe and free. Cheers all.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning. The broadcast for the 5th of December 2021 from Phil Store for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on Friday the 10th of December, and we will be having our last luncheon for 2021 on the 24th of December. That's correct, on Christmas Eve. These lunches are booked for noon at the Blackwood RSL. If you wish to attend the lunch, you should book with the RSL on 8278 6253 or via email at rslbwwod@bigpond.com. This makes catering easier for them. Our final coffee and chat session at the Shack for 2021 will be on Saturday the 11th of December, and the starting time is 10 a.m. If you wish to borrow magazines from Ahaz, you may have to visit the Shack until we work out a better plan. There is insufficient storage at the church. All future meetings will be at the Blackwood Uniting Church, the church by the roundabout. The next general meeting will be the AGM on Thursday the 17th of February, and the starting time will be 7 p.m. for 7:30. There is a lot of parking behind the church in a well-lit car park. I know many of you were impressed with the talk at the last general meeting by Peter O'Neill, and Greg has recorded this meeting. We should be able to show this at one of our Saturday morning sessions next year at the Shack. Visit Peter's website sometime. I will send out the URL in the weekly email because it's a little bit complicated. Other dates to keep in mind. Pat has booked the 16th of February 2022 with the Marion RSL for our January picnic. Keep that date in your diary. This will be the third year we've used this venue, and if you have children or grandchildren, they will enjoy playing in the outdoors on that day. If you bring children, please bring cricket equipment or similar. There's a vast area of grass to keep them amused. The price is $15 per person, and children under 12 years of age are free. Please book with patstore@adam.com.au. PATSTORR at adam.com.au, and pay by direct deposit. We could also set up a station in the park if someone would like to organise it. No more general meetings until the AGM on the 17th of February 2022. Have you thought of putting your hand up for a position on the AHAS committee? I will email a document outlining the duties of those on the committee closer to the date of the AGM. Cheers and 73 for today. Stay safe and keep away from COVID.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.